Thanks, Dita. Young Czech skier Šárka Záhrobská has just enjoyed the best week of her career. Last Thursday, the 21-year-old finished third in the slalom in Zagreb, and on Sunday she came second in a World Cup giant slalom race in the Slovenian resort of Kranjska Gora, which now puts her in the top 10 overall for the World Championships. It's a result which has delighted her father and trainer Petr Záhrobský.
Ten výsledek považuji za docela průlomový, protože jeho hodnota je ohromně veliká.
I consider this result to be a real breakthrough for Šárka, because it is very valuable in terms of points. It makes it a lot easier for us in the slalom, because we managed to score a big success in the giant slalom in the World Cup. It's her best result ever. Now she's in 10th place in the overall standings for the World Championship. This is all the more impressive because the competition was tougher here.
On current form, Záhrobská must now be considered a serious candidate for a medal at next month's World Cup meeting at Åre in Sweden. Moving on to football now, and it was a good weekend for Czech international Tomáš Rosický in the third round of England's FA Cup. The Czech captain scored two smartly taken goals for Arsenal in a 3-1 away win against Liverpool on Saturday to put his side through to the next stage of the world's oldest knockout competition. The goals couldn't have come at a better time for the midfielder, who has only just got back into the side after struggling with injuries since moving to Arsenal at the start of the season. Staying with the English FA Cup, and Rosický's international teammate Milan Baroš also scored for his club Aston Villa at the weekend. Unfortunately, it wasn't enough to stop his team being eliminated from the competition 2-1 by Manchester United on Sunday. Nevertheless, getting on the score sheet will have done Baroš's confidence no harm, as he had previously soared only once in 18 appearances for his club this season. The unsettled striker has been the subject of much transfer speculation of late, and there are rumours that he may even attract a bid from English champions Chelsea during the January transfer window. Meanwhile, in Czech ice hockey's Extraliga, Litvinov eased their relegation worries with a surprise 3-1 win over an in-form Pardubice side. The result will come as a relief to fans of the North Bohemian team, who have only won one of their last 8 matches. Third place Sparta Prague also suffered a shock 3-2 defeat at the hands of Třinec, and they are now 6 points behind the league leaders Liberec, who are on 73 points after recording an easy 6-2 win over Pilsen. ČSK Budějovice remain in second place on 71 points after brushing Kladno aside 4-2. Finally, Czech New York Rangers star Jaromír Jágr had to come off early in Saturday's NHL match against Montreal with a groin strain. Jágr has so far refused to comment on how serious the injury is and whether he'll be sidelined for a long time. Two of the Czech Republic's other NHL stars, Milan Michalek from San Jose and Martin Havlat from Chicago, are also out injured with groin strains. And that's all the sport we have for you today.